This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkey appeared headed for a runoff presidential election after neither Tayyip Erdogan nor rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu cleared the threshold to win outright on Sunday in a poll seen as a verdict on Erdogan's 20-year rule and increasingly authoritarian path. With almost 91% of ballot boxes counted, both sides claimed to be ahead and contested the figures, warning against any premature conclusion in a deeply polarized country. Opinion polls before the election had pointed to a very tight race, but gave Kılıçdaroğlu, who heads a six-party alliance, a slight lead. Ukraine's president, visiting Germany to coordinate weapons donations, says a planned counteroffensive against Russia is not intended to attack Russian territory, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky received a grand welcome in Berlin, where he's met with leaders and held a news conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who says they stand with Ukraine for as long as necessary. Zelensky was asked about a Washington Post report, which said leaked U.S. documents suggested he had considered trying to capture some Russian territory to use as bargaining chips. Zelensky says he's only trying to get his land back, noting Ukraine did not attack Russian territory and is only seeking to liberate its occupied land. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday two of its military commanders were killed in eastern Ukraine as Kyiv's forces renewed efforts to break through Russian defenses in the embattled city of Bakhmut.